With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The 4th of July began with some deadly storms across the country.
Multiple deaths have been reported in Texas after heavy rain caused the Guadalupe River to flood the surrounding areas after as much as 10 inches of heavy rain fell overnight in Kerr County. In southern New England, there are continuing power outages and downed trees after some areas there were hit by large amounts of hail. In central New Jersey, strong thunder storms are being blamed for at least three deaths, including two men in Plainfield who died after a tree fell on their vehicle. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Just after President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke on the phone, Russia released its biggest attack on Ukraine. Correspondent Hannah Arirova reports.
Russia bombarded Ukraine with hundreds of drones last night, and it became the largest aerial attack since the outbreak of the war. Many people sought shelter at the metro stations and the parking lots, especially those with children. And those who remained at home were listening to explosions of drones, the gunfire in the air as air defense was trying to protect the city.
Shortly after the bombardment, President Trump spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who called it a very important and useful conversation. People are approaching this Independence Day with mixed feelings. Polls show declining national pride. In Southern California, some July 4th celebrations have been canceled due to immigration raids and safety concerns. Meanwhile, fireworks retailers face challenges from tariffs on Chinese imports. Holiday travel is breaking records, and AAA reports over 72 million Americans expected to hit the road or fly. SRN News. A new poll charts attitudes about transgenderism amongst America's religious people.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, 91% of white evangelicals say a man cannot turn into a woman, and a woman cannot turn into a man. 79% of Hispanic Protestants agree, as do 71% of black Protestants, 68% of white mainline Protestants, and 69% of white Catholics. However, a majority of Jewish Americans and the religiously unaffiliated believe a person can change their gender. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong's government is proposing a registration system that would recognize same-sex partnerships formed overseas, granting such couples more rights in the city. In a document submitted to the legislature, the government says the system would allow registration for gay couples who have married, formed civil partnerships, or civil unions overseas. This is SRN News. President Trump is hoping to celebrate America's 250th with a UFC fight at the White House. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Trump announced the plan Thursday in Iowa during the kickoff event for a year of festivities leading up to the milestone birthday on July 4th, 2026. The White House UFC fight would be one of many events held across the country. Trump is a UFC enthusiast who has attended several matches in recent months. The Republican president also announced an athletic competition for high school students and a tour of fairgrounds across the country.
And we're going to do that as part of 250 also. We're going to have some incredible events, some professional events, some amateur events.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Joey Jaws Chestnut has reclaimed his title at the Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.